大家早。Thank you very much for being here this morning at this talk. 那谢谢大家今天来今天这个演讲。那before I start this talk, I'd like to express my gratitude for all the work done by the resident monastics and the volunteers. Some not here, but they come here most of the week to keep this place running. And many are downstairs preparing for our lunch. Some will be around to clean up the place after today's activity. And their work is very important for us to have this center for us to be here to engage in the practice together. So I'd like to use this opportunity to express my gratitude. 那在那个演讲开始之前呢，我希望用这个机会这个机会来感恩这里的这里的法师们，还有这里的义工菩萨们。有一些菩萨今天不在，可是他们常常来或是今天在的菩萨，有一些在做，有一些在下面帮我们准备午餐或是有一些菩萨是等到我们今天的活动结束了还在这里清洁啊收拾啊。这些菩萨们让我们有这个很好的道场在这里共修修行的，这个是我们要常常记得感恩的。这个道场不是自自然然就在存在着的啊，我们要记得。So, today's topic, more on cultivating diligence in Chan practice. It is, in my mind, a continuation of a talk that I gave a few weeks ago. But if you weren't here a few weeks ago, don't worry, it's okay. You will, it's sort of a talk that can...that you can understand on this own as well. 那今天的演讲的题目呢，我是就想是再谈那个怎么修行精进，禅修里面怎么修行精进。那在设计这个题目的时候呢，我在想是因为那几个礼拜之前我有。是给这个演讲是第一部分，今天是第一部分。可是呢，不用担心哈，那个几个礼拜没有到的菩萨们不用担心，那个都今天都会听得懂的，不是是几个礼拜前不在的没有问题哈。其实我心里面是一个延续，可是这个是一个独立的演讲哈。So maybe a little bit about why I talk about diligence here in this In this place, we talk about the cultivation of the Bodhisattva path. The Bodhisattva path is a practice that involves taking a long view. So we don't come in and think, okay, I'm going to practice and I give myself 3 months. I'm going to get enlightened, you know, after 3 months. I'm going to work really hard for 3 months. Or I give myself 2 years, you know, give them. It's not like that. It's a long, lifelong practice. It's a lifelong practice. We don't think about when we are going to be done. It's like the Bodhisattva. Why is it a Bodhisattva path? Bodhisattva doesn't think about when am I going to attain Buddhahood. I do it. I keep doing it. I keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep cultivating. Keep helping sentient beings until there's no more sentient being to be helped. It's a pretty long time. We're talking CalPERS. So, with this long-term view, cultivating diligence so that we don't just give up after a few weeks, after a few months of working on our practice will be important. 那希望就是介绍一下为什么讨论精进这个题目。因为精进这个题目是在我们修行里面一个很重要的题目，因为我们这个道场都是讲修菩萨道的。菩萨道第一是什么？修行菩萨道是讲一个长远心， 我们在这里修行不是说我来修行很精进的修行三个月我就开悟了啊，或是两年，我给我们自己两年很努力的修行，有修行两年开悟了，不是这样子的。那个菩提那个这个菩萨道是我们不会想什么时候修行完，不是这样想的。好像菩萨菩萨大菩萨都是发愿，不会想我什么时候，不想我什么时候可以成佛。大菩萨的发的愿就是说，我就一直修行，一直度众生，度众生都一直度，等到没有众生可以再度了，所有众生都成佛了，才说吧。我不要想我自己要什么时候，没有说限，没有期限的，这个叫长远心。那个这么长远的一个修行的话，里面那个怎么样去修行我们的精进就很重要了，因为不然我们很容易就会放弃了。过几个月之后，哎，我还没成佛，那个放弃吧，做其他的事情了啊，去做其他比较好玩的、比较容易的事情、比较有成就感的事情哈。所以啊，精进是一个重要的课题。Last time when I talked about the cultivation of diligence, I talked about the cultivation of diligence at the level of paying attention to the subtle thoughts that arise in our mind moment to moment. 那或许有一些人记得几个礼拜前我讲到怎么样精进。那我的主题是主要是讨论精进的怎么去修行。精进是在我们的生活里面每一个刹那起心动念都是要去关照，注意我们心里面的起心动念是在做什么，是想什么，的感受是什么。 So by doing this, by paying attention to our thoughts arising every moment, we'll be able to gain an understanding of the entrenched mental habits that shape our worldview, our thought patterns, our emotional and behavioral responses to situations. 当我们可以每一个刹那都可以关照我们的起心动念的时候，这样子我们就可以开始了解我们的习性。我们叫习性，就是当我们面对一些情况、一些处境的时候，我们的态度、我们的心态、我们的想法、我们的情绪跟行为上面的反应究竟是怎么样的。通常我们不知道，我们只是反应。 Usually we're not aware, we just react. Sometimes that's why people are like, you upset. No, I'm not upset. You know, you pretty upset. No, I'm not upset. We don't even know. 通常我们不知道的，就像当其他人说，哎，你为什么生气了，说我没有生气啦，哪有生气，明明就是在生气。我们就是完全不清楚，不知道，无明。 That's what we call the ignorance. We're in complete ignorance of our current state of mind. So we ask, we can ask ourselves, do we know? When we encounter difficulties in our life, do we tend to give up and tell ourselves that this is not our fate to attain what it is that we are striving for? 我们可以问我们自己哈，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们是不是通常是跟我们自己讲，哎呀，算了吧，这个不是我命中应该有的，我的命就是不应该得到这个了，这个很困难，我就放弃吧，算了吧。我们是不是通常是这样想的？ Or do we tend to blame something or someone for our difficulties? 还是我们会找人这个觉得是因为是他的问题，所以让我没有办法成功，是不是去怨其他人，怨什么外面的事情，怨其他人？ Or do we blame people around us for not being more supportive and helpful? 还是我们会怨，哎，为什么我的家人都不支持我啊？啊，我的朋友都不来帮助我啊，给我一些助缘啊，为什么他们不帮我？ Do we tend to think like this? Or do we then also feel self-righteous about these thoughts after we give rise to these thoughts? Do we feel self-righteous about these thoughts? Or do we feel guilty for giving rise to these thoughts of blaming others and then try to deny that we actually had these thoughts?还是当我们升起这些念头之后，就怨其他人啊，怨天怨地怨身边的人之后，我们是知道自己怨的这些人，还心里面还下个念头是什么？就是嘛，这些人就是对不起我嘛，不帮助我，我们觉得自己还很对呢。还是我们再升起念头是，哎呀，我不应该怨人了哈，这个是不对的哈。啊，可是觉得自己不应该升起这些念头之后，哎呀，其实我没有这样想啦，还是不承认自己有这样子想法的。我们是不是有这些的习性习惯 ？Are we aware of these patterns? Do we know?Very often, these mental habits are very subtle, yet ubiquitous. So much so that it's difficult to detect them unless we're able to settle our mind to gain some sufficient clarity for us to begin penetrating our mind to see these habits. Most of the time, our mind is so confused, we don't even know.What's going on in our mind. And this is why some form of meditative practice is important for our cultivation. If you haven't done so, take the beginner's meditation class. 通常我们这些习性我们是完全不知道，因为这些习性啊，这些心动念，这些习惯啊，是非常维系的的一个念头一个念头升起，可是是一直在升起，我们都不清楚，太多了，我们的习惯就是这样子，我们都没有机会看到我们的心念是怎么样的。通常就是要当我们有机会让我们的心是比较安定了。比较明静的时候就会有机会，如果我们有用功的话，我们会用这个机会可以看这些信念在升起所以呢通常呢我们需要就是修行一些禅坐啊，或是念佛啊，这些方法让我们可以那个心可以安定下来，让那个心可以比较明静，让我们可以有机会可以关照我们的心念。那所以各位如果一直想要学习这些修行啊、念佛啊、打坐啊，那可以去参加哈。So.What I'm talking with seems a little bit vague here. Maybe an example will help illustrate this a little bit more concretely. 刚才讲的好像都是很笼统，不知道要再讲什么哈。那或许可以用一个用一个example. 例子。I met a intensive retreat participant and who had a good retreat. Good retreat in the sense that he worked very hard and made some very important discovery. What he discovered was that he had a very entrenched habit of believing that he is not good enough. He's not good, I'm not good enough. And he discovered that this belief, this very entrenched belief about himself being not good enough, is a result of many, many, many moments of giving rise to some kind of unwholesome mental dharma, namely anger. And in particular, in this case, a form of anger called self-hatred. So, last time I sort of borrowed an explanation to help us think about anger in a kind of different way. Thinking about anger as a root affliction of a mind it is a mistaken conception that over-exaggerates the displeasing aspect of its objects. So anger, it's when we look at something, instead of looking at all in its totality, we just focus on what is displeasing to us. We dwell on it, and as a result, we give rise to aversion and anger. We hate it. 那我这个例子哈，就是有一位禅众参加精进禅修。这位禅众呢，在这个禅修修行得很好。修行得很好的意思是什么？这位禅众很用功，在这个禅修里面呢，有一个很重要的发现，发现了什么呢？发现他有这个很强烈的那个心的习性，就是他常常会觉得这个是很维系的想法，常常会觉得我是不够好。那个我是不够好呢，就是这个想法是从哪里来的呢？我是不够好这个想法呢，是从很多很多刹那的起心动念，就是升起这个我们可以说是那个不善的心法。这个不善的心法是什么？那个不善的心法就是嗔心。那这个嗔心，尤其是在这位菩萨的那个例子里面，是说对自己嗔恨自己。那上次我有提到哈，那个又其中一个看了解这个嗔心的想法的解释，就是说，当我们观察一个事实的时候，是这个嗔心其实是一个错误的对这个事实的错误的了解。怎么样的错误的了解呢？我们不是把看事实的全部，我们只是专门看这个事实的不好的那一方面，然后把它夸张不好的那一方面，然后我们就因为不好的那一方面夸张了，我们就觉得那个事情非常不好，就升起嗔恨心，不喜欢它。In case of this individual, what he found was that every time he did something, he would focus on what did not go well. Instead of evaluating the totality of the experience, that is, okay, that went well, and that didn't go so well. Right? Instead, he would focus on what didn't go well, and the whole thing didn't go well. Completely just ignoring the part that went well, right? Maybe many of us have that habit too. So 这位菩萨呢，发现呢，很多时候他怎么样会有这个新的习性呢？就发现他常常做了什么事情之后，就会 诸位想了，这个事情呢我做得不好，那为什么呢做得不好，就是看这个事情没有把整个事情整体来看，我们做事情都会有一些做得好，也是没有做得那么好嘛，那他就没有去看做得好的，只是专门看做得不好的那部分，然后把做得不好那部分夸大，那结论就是整个事情就做得不好。我们有些时候我们可能都会有这样子的习惯哦。So every time he gave rise to the thought that I did a terrible job because I did not get to do this or that, but didn't balance this thought with, oh, I did this well, and so and so seemed to like this, etc. It was not balanced, a distorted view of what happened. So he was engaging in the over-exaggeration of the displeasing aspect of this object.And the object being evaluated is himself. And so what results from this is this thought of self-hatred. This no good. This no good. Time after time after time after time, we keep generating this unwholesome mental dharma of self-hatred. So, 那这位菩萨呢，每一次做的事情都会想到哎呀，这个我做得很糟糕了，因为我没有做这个，我没有把这一方面做好，我做得很糟糕。可是没有想到，哎呀，其实这一点我做得好，因为有人说，我觉得这个蛮好的，没想到。所以这位菩萨呢，就是做了刚才我讲的，夸大了一个事情里面啊不好的一方面啊。所以呢，这个菩萨在这些经验里面呢，这个菩萨在就是在评价这个自己，对自己评价就是糟糕不好，所以每一次都是这样子，那每一次都是一直在升起一些不善的心法，就是对自己的嗔恨心。So without paying attention to our mind, one can keep giving rise to many such thoughts without even knowing it. These thoughts then develop into habitual thought patterns that lead us to believe in notions that are not good enough, and we totally believe in it.And this belief about who I am becomes a part of who I am, and this belief of I am not good enough becomes a filter through which we experience everything in our life. I'm not good enough to do this. I'm not good enough to do that. And this is what self-attachment is. Self-attachment, like we like to talk about it as if, really we talk about it very often as sort of.Abstract concept. This is a concrete example of self-attachment, a belief of who we are, notion about ourselves that we hold on to very tightly, however irrational, untrue, and nonsensical they are. When we get the chance to look at it, it's like, man, this is total nonsense, but I believe in it forever.Forever, as long as I'm alive, I believe it. This is who I am. But it's nonsense, utter nonsense. But until we get to see that, we believe in it. And these thought habits are so entrenched and ubiquitous that it's very difficult for us to detect its presence without cultivating mental clarity. 那当我们呢，没有去好好的关照我们的心的时候呢，我们就会一直在升起这些心念，我们都会完全不知道的。那这些心念一个一个一个一个的升起呢，就变成一个习性了。这个习性，这种新的想法、这态度，就会形成慢慢的形成这个 这个心念，那个相信的信哈，我中文不好，信念，这个信念是什么？我是不够好，我是不够好。那这个信念呢，就变成是我们的自我的一部分。我就是一个不够好的人嘛，我们就这样子相信。就是那这个信念呢，就变成是好像一个 filter 中，一个过滤，一个过滤的是在蒙在我们的眼睛前面，我们看什么做什么都是过给这一个信念过滤过的。看什么哈，就好像那个有些也是眼睛，我看的都是这样子的。那个我做什么，哎呀我不够好，这个不够好，我不够好，我不能做这个了，因为我不够好。我们不知道，可是就是这个小小的声音整天在我们的脑袋里面跟我们讲，哎呀我不够好，我不够好，不能做，不能做了，这样子怎么可以呢，不能做了，这样子会有这样子的效果哈，功能。这个这样这个哦，这个想法，这个信念，其实就是我们整天在讲的自我执着。我们常讲执着，自我执着，讲的很模糊、很笼统的。可是这些就是自我执着，我们执着这个我是谁这个想法，就是。可是我们是紧紧的抓着的哈，这个想法。就算这个想法其实是完全没有根据的，没有实质根据的，这完全是错误的，是完全是胡说八道的。我们当我们发现的时候，我们知道，哎呀，这个真是胡说八道，真怎么会这样想的？可是当我们发现之前，我们是完全相信他的。我们其他人怎么跟你讲？哎呀，不是，你怎么会不够好呢？我们不相信他的。我们就是算相信这个想法，这个就是自我执着。可是这一些这个新这一种的新的习性呢，是非常的坚固，还有就是是一直到处就是无处不在，所以我们是很难可以察觉到的。那除非是我们可以让我们心很安定很宁静，我们更在用功修行的话，我们有机会察觉到。 So this is why it's important to practice maintaining a calm and clear mind in our daily life, which serves as a foundation for us to clearly observe the movements of our mind. In this way, we'll be able to see the mind functioning as it is. 所以呢，在我们的生活里面常常保持一个安定宁静的心是很重要的，这样子我们才可以有机会用心去察觉，去关照我们的起心动念。那这样子我们才可以看到我们的心的功能是怎么样的。 So as long as this belief that I'm not good enough operate withoutone being aware of it, then every decision in life become torture, which is what this person experienced. I'm not good enough to marry my girlfriend. I'm not good enough to apply for promotion. I'm not good enough to lead a study group, a sitting group for my community. I'm not good enough. Even though these are things that is ready to go, not good enough, stuck.Everything is filled with suffering and anxiety. 那当这个人这位菩萨相信这个我是不够好的时候呢，生命里面的所有的事情都是很痛苦的。那个有这个女朋友，哎呀，人家问他为什么不结婚。哎，我不够好了，我不可能不够好，不能结婚了，不能娶她了。那个为什么那个不申请那个升级啊？ 哎呀，我不够好了，不能做了。那个，其他他在带一个那个打坐的团体啊，大家有一些朋友在带打坐，有人请他去正式来组织起来。哎呀，我不够好了，我不能做了，怎么可以了？我怎么可以这样子做？什么事情都很困难的，都是很痛苦的。When freed from this belief of I'm not good enough, then he can look at these decisions with a clear mind and ask very different questions, right? Such as, when that people in his community wants to form a sitting group and they would like me to lead it. The question to ask is, what do I need to do to make this group work well? Rather than, Am I good enough? Or, what are the things that I need to learn more to do this well, so that people can benefit? Rather than, am I good enough? I don't think I'm good enough. Right? It's not a torture. It is guided by wisdom. Ask the right question. So, 那当这位菩萨呢？不再相信这个我不够好这个信念哈，这可以放下这个自我执着的想法之后呢，那他的心灵完全改变了。那个当好像当他要处理事情要做一些决定的时候呢，完全不一样了。好像他那个他身边的人希望让他来带一个打坐那个团体哈。那他就可以说问这个很不一样的问题，不是问哎呀我够不够好，不能的，我够不够好，不是问哎，那我应该怎么样去做，让这个打坐班可以做得更好更成功呢？或是我有什么知识啊，是我是还不够，还是需要学习的，我可以去学习，可以加强我的能力，让这些其他人可以得到更多的益处好处。好，问的问题不一样，不是整天在问我够不够好啊，不能那没有办法啦，不是问那些自我中心的问题。 So it is important to remember that it is about understanding the mind, the moment to moment rising and perishing of thoughtsThat is built on the foundation of meditative practice that affords us the mental clarity to see the subtle activities of the mind. We're not talking about psychoanalysis or some kind of intellectual analysis of our personality traits. Not that these are not useful methods, but this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about engaging in the practice that maintainmental clarity that will allow us to see our mind, observe our mind moment to moment to moment. 那我们要记得很清楚的了解，我们这里所讨论的是怎么去明心，清清楚楚的知道自己的心。我们修行就是说要明心见性啊，不明心怎么见性呢？明心那个的那明心就是每一刹那每一刹那的起心动念，我们清清楚楚。怎么去做？就是要随时保持这个心的安定跟明静，才可以真正的可以。清清楚楚的看到这个心的念，什么是念头升起来的。所以我们这里头不是说那个做怎么心理分析啊，或者是去看心理医生做这个事情啊，这个不是说这个心理分析是不好，不是说那个很有用的，可是我们不是说那个啊。Nor should we misunderstand that this is somethingthat we can only do on intensive retreat. That would be a cop-out. This is what we do all the time whatever activity we engage in, while we are sitting around, observing the goings on in our environment, while we are interacting with others, maybe interacting with others at work, at home, challenging environment with our spouse, with children, with parents, or here, interacting with others, with fellow Dharma practitioners, or fellow volunteers, or maybe with strangers in public places, like in airports, right? Anytime, everywhere, we can do this. And we can pay attention to how the mind responds to what goes on. Both thoughts and emotions. What are the thoughts that arise? What are the feelings that come with that? We can do this all the time. 那我们也是不要误会哈，以为说我哦，那好，等下次我去参加禅期的时候，我来做这个啊。这个不是只是禅期精进禅修的时候来才做的，这个是任何时间我们做任何活动都是可以来做的，都是可以来修行的。我们或许从平常坐在那边有机会看，我们周围环境在发生什么事情。我们观察环境的时候，我们常常观察环境，我们心里面一直在动念头啊，或是我们在跟其他人互动的时候，跟其他人或者工作，跟我们的同事啊，跟我们的老板啊，互动的时候，或是在家里面哈、啊，家里面特别困难哈、啊，跟自己的同修或是孩子爸爸妈妈，这些都是很困难的哈、啊。跟他们互动的时候特别难，真的是去观察自己的起心动念，因为我们很容易真的很生气哈、啊。或是在这里禅中心很好啊，在跟其他的其他修行佛法的朋友互动的时候，或是其他的义工菩萨们互动的时候，或是在那个跟陌生人，或是在公众场合，我们搭公车啊，或是在机场啊，在不认识的人互动的时候，我们都可以来观察我们每一刹那的起心动念，哎，究竟我现在的心在想什么？怎么看到这个我想什么？听到那个人想什么？感受是什么？是有什么感受 ？So I've been talking about this very concrete example of how someone accumulate this habit.Of believing, truly believing that he's good and not good enough. You know, share a couple other examples, which maybe some of us also experience. 那刚才我用一些时间来分享这个比较这个长的例子哈。什么这个菩萨，因为一直让那个不善的心法在升起。那个就让自己会相信，真正的很相信自己是不够好的。那我希望再讲两个例子，简单讲两个例子，我们可能常常都会有这样子的经验哈。Another example of subtle unwholesome mental factor that we might give rise to, self-satisfaction.Self-satisfaction being attentive of the good mark of fortune one possesses. I'm quoting from one of my new favorite book, if you like, The Mind and Its Functions. It took me 10 years to start understanding what they're talking about. That there's this unwholesome mental dharma where we are attentive to.Something that good that we have, and we bring the mind under its influence and produce this false sense of confidence. So good. And give rise to self-importance. 那希望讲那个讨论另外一个比较维系我们常常 不会容易察觉的那个不善的心法、self-satisfaction, what's a good way to say it in Chinese? 自满、自满中文好，自满，那个自满的感觉哈。这个这其实就是我那个用这本书，可是中文那个白法明门论可以去参考那个白法明门论里面就是很仔细的去分析我们不同的心法，善的不善的。另外一个不善的心法呢，自满啊。这是呢，这个解释是什么呢？我们就会察觉到我们有一些好的、方便的东西哈。然后呢，察觉到之后呢，我们的心就让受到它的影响，然后呢，就会升起一个很觉得很了不起的感觉，觉得很了不起的感觉哈。那自己就觉得自己哎呀，怎么有点傲气了哈。This is a pretty common experience of meditation practitioners, but one can easily sort of see how that happens in other parts of our lives. So when one's sitting in meditation, meditation is going well. Wow, when I'm sitting well, mind's pretty calm on method, doing the breath method, I can count 1 to 10, 1 to 10. Oh, very good. No, not very much thought. And have some good experience of unification, mind, body, unifying, unification with the environment, maybe. Oh, this is going very well, paying attention to this good fortune. And the mind is influenced by this, thinking that, wow, this is good, I'm really doing well here, and generate the sense that, wow,I'm doing very well. Like, my practice is going really well. At this rate, I'll be enlightened in no time. Let's keep going. Maybe next week, tomorrow. And become a little bit prideful. And maybe after one gets off from the cushion, I like to walk around, you know, talking to people like one's already an enlightened master. Trying to expound the Dharma to everyone all the time. So...那这个例子哈，我们那个修行禅坐的人呢，可能都会有经验过哈。可是也可以想到，在我们生活的其他方面都会有发生的。因为这修行禅修呢，那个当有的时候有一支香做得很好的时候，哎呀，心好静哦，好那个身心都很轻松。那个用的方法用得非常好，那个数息呢，一数到十都没有杂念的，我就是用得很好方法。然后或许那个哎做得很好，那个还有那个身心统一的那个经验呢，哈，那个心呢就发现了哎这么好的方面呢，发现了之后，那个心就受到它影响，就想到哎呀，我现在就。了不起了，了不起，有这样子的能力，有这个经验，可能会想，就会升起这个念头，说，哎呀，我的修行真好，我的修行真好，这样子啊，我想，搞不好快要开悟，快开悟了，下个礼拜，我想，或是明天呢，开悟了啊，我们的桌那起坐之后呢，还是心里面就很。自满呢，这心一直在想啊，或许到处跟其他人讲的那套讲话的时候，还要摆出一个哎，我差不多我都已经开悟的那个禅师的那个样子出来哈，跟人整天在跟人家告诉人家怎么修行开悟哈，那个我们可能一点点有这样子的经验哈。Another example of unwholesome mental dharma. in something we encounter, in one form or the other, pretty much every day in our daily life. Some form of anger. It can be just minor irritation. It can be resentment. But this is a familiar friend.那另外一个例子呢，就是另外一个菩萨的心法，就是我们常常所讲的嗔心哈。可是这个嗔心是有很多不同的显现的方法的，有的时候就是有点觉得就是不耐烦，不耐烦是一种嗔心，或是就是很不对其他人呢就觉得很resent, what's the good Chinese word for it? What do you think? Huh? 怨恨啊，对，怨，那个怨气，对其他人怨气 ，very good. 怨恨其他人，这些都是嗔心的显现哈。可是其实常常都有，我们不察觉而已。这是我们老朋友哈。So for example.In our daily life, someone did not acknowledge us the way we think we should be acknowledged. For example, someone didn't say hi to us. What's the matter, right? 常常会发生在我们生活里面，就是有人我们的那个人没有给我们打招呼。为什么不认识？应该是认识我的嘛，我这么出名哈，应该认得我的嘛，为什么不要跟我打招呼啊？就是这个小小的事情，我们这体型都念就升起来了。Who does he think he is？ 第一个念头常升起来，不善念头，他以为他是谁呀？为什么不跟我打招呼啊 ？And then more angry thought arise.And I say, yeah, he never say hi to me. He thinks, you know, he's better than me. 另外一个念头升起来，这个人对了，常永远都不跟我打招呼的。他以为他是就是很了不起了，就是比我高一等了。Right? And then more angry thoughts. And then we start thinking of all the people who don't say hi to me, how terrible they are. 然后我们再想起，哎呀，不止这个人，还有其他的人，还有这个谁呀，他们也常常都不给我打招呼的，他们都是以为他自己很了不起的。Before we know it, our mind is completely.Overwhelmed with this tsunami of negative thoughts and emotion. We're completely, completely drowning in it. We may become very depressed. We may become extremely angry, hate everybody. Everyone's no good in the world. This world is terrible. They hate me. I hate them.那大家可以想象到了，这个一个接着一个接着一个的那个恶念升起来，那我们很快就发现，就是汹涌了哈，我的中文太不好了，那个大家都可以知道我在讲，它一个浪很大的浪，那个。我们都是在淹没了，完全心里面只有嗔恨心，很快就想，那个人都不喜欢我的啦，都不对我不好了。那他们不喜欢我，我也不喜欢他们，我也是很恨他们。那些只有那心里面只有嗔恨心，什么都没有，会发生了，很快，可能两分钟就发生了。This doesn't take very long, 2 minutes.It can completely ruin our life 2 minutes. Maybe we just become extremely depressed from it, or we just start telling ourselves, I'm not going to have anything to do with anybody in this world. And it manifests itself in our interaction with other people. for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month, if we are not careful. 那如果我们不小心的话呢，这些嗔恨心就会显现出来，从在我们的言语跟行为里面显现出来。我们接着跟谁互动的时候，就会很不客气。那天、那个礼拜、那个月，对着每一个人，我们都会对他很不客气。如果我们不小心的话 ，So we can see how harmful it can be by letting one unwholesome thought arise over and over and over again instead of stopping it, cutting it off. 那我们可以想象，可以知道，看到这个是多，那个毒害是多深的。我们生一个不善的念头，我们没有把它，我们没有把它停止，一直让它升起，再生一个，再生一个，再生一个。I came across this excerpt from this poem from the book, from one poem from the book from Poetry of Enlightenment, which is quite useful in help us sort of giving us some imagery of the destructive potential of this. So I thought I'd share this with you. This is a poem by Wang Ming's Calming the Mind. And the excerpt goes like this. The confused mind gives rise to vexations. The weakened will obstructs the dial. Don't say there is no harm in this. The ensuing pain may last forever. Don't think there is nothing to fear. The calamities churn like bubbles in a boiling water, in a boiling pot, actually. Water dripping ceaselessly will fill the four seas, thought after thought after thought. Water dripping ceaselessly will fill the four seas. Specks of dust not wiped away will become the five mountains. Protect the branches to save the roots. Though a small matter, it is not trivial. So do not think one unwholesome thought, one minor unwholesome thought, irritation, for example, don't think it is trivial. We allow lots of them to arise again and again and again and again. They can overwhelm a mind. They can accumulate, become the five mountains, and fill the four seas. 那那我想分享一下这个有一段，这是从子师傅这本书里面其中一首诗哈，就是叫习心敏，修习的习，习心敏。里面这个我是随便翻译一下，我只有英文的版本哈，对不起。那个里面这个就讲哈，当我们的心是很混乱的时候呢，我们就升起那个烦恼。当我们的心是心力不够强的时候呢，我们就会阻碍我们的修的道。不要以为这个是无所谓哈，因为这个里面我们可以产生的痛苦是可以很长久的。不要以为我们不用担心，因为我们可以制造的灾害是好像一个我们所以会产生的灾害，就像好像一盘在滚的水一样。 水一滴一滴一滴，如果一直让它一滴一滴再滴下来的时候，可以水可以变成四个大海这么多的水。如果一小颗尘不一直让它不把它擦掉，一直让它再叠起来，可以变成五个大山这么多。所以我们要好好的保护我们的心，不要以为这个无所谓小事情，这个不是无所谓的小事情。所以我们就是要记得，我们可能在修行的时候会想，哎呀，我只是想的一个很小的不好的念头嘛，我就会觉得不耐烦啊，对那个人不耐烦的，想一想说那个人，哎呀，那个人这么他以为他是谁呀？这些小的念头以为无所谓，不要以为无所谓，我们一直让他们升起，不让他不要不去断掉它，就可以变成五个大山四个大海，那我们就很麻烦了。So we need to keep an eye on our thoughts. Keep an eye on thoughts and feelings that arise in our mind. And this is what diligence is about. That we stop giving rise to unwholesome mental dharma that have arisen already. And prevent unwholesome dharma from that has not been arisen from arising. This is the cultivation of diligence, part of it. We're going to talk about the other part. 那这个就是我们所讲的怎么修行精进，就是让已经升起的恶念不要再升起，升起一个不要再升第二个，已经看到升了一个不要再让它升第一个，还没有升起的恶念不要让它升起，这个就是精进。那but preventing unwholesome mental dharma from arising, we're not talking about suppressing them. We're not talking about don't let thoughts arise so there will be no thoughts arising. This is not a practical way, because thought will arise, right? So because we're not dead. So what do we do? Like, there are kind of a couple ways to understand this. Understand this teaching, this practice of preventing unwholesome mental dharma from rising. One way to understand this from my reading in the Path of Purification, is an interesting way to understand this. Is that when watching someone else engage in unwholesome deeds, we use it as a warning to alert ourselves, so that we watch someone else engaging in unwholesome deeds, giving rise to anger, for example. It's like, oh wow, like, and remind ourselves, like, let me not do that. So then we, of course, we give rise to gratitude to that person. For reminding us to not to give rise to unwholesome deeds, rather than what we usually do when we watch someone being engaging in unwholesome deeds, or for example that person loses temper, get angry, usually we're more likely to feel pretty schmuck, pretty self-satisfied. Ooh, like, he lost his temper, I didn't, you know. I'm cool, then he's not. But when we do that, we ourselves are giving rise to unwholesome mental dharma. We're being self-satisfied. So that's one thing. 那我们就想，不要让不善的心法升起，那是怎么样做啊？是不是说就不要让念头升起就好了啊？不可能嘛，我们又不是死人，怎么会没有念头升起了？ 那我们可以 有两个理解的方法哈。第一个理解方法呢，是我从那个清净道论里面看到的，我觉得蛮有用，好，就跟大家分享一下。就是这个就是当我们看到其他人在做一些不善的事情，或者是其他人在生气哈，发脾气，那我们就用看着他们用他做来警惕自己，我不要自己也生气，不要自己也会发脾气了。好，那这样子呢，其实同时间我们感恩哎，这个在生气的菩萨他就是这样子来提醒我们，不要我生气，我还没有生气的不善法哈，我还没有生气 发脾气，可是他提醒我不要发脾气哈。可是我们通常不会这样想的，我们看到其他人在发脾气呢，我们通常的想法就是，哎，那个人发脾气，哎，真的没有用发脾气，我不会发脾气哈，我比较可以啊，我修行比较好哈。哎，可是问题就是，当我们升起这样子的信念的时候，我们就升起自满心啊，看到自己好比其他人好，升起自满心，已经是升起不善法了啊，所以要警惕。The second way to think about preventing unwholesome mental dharma from arising, is to study and understand the nuances, the subtlety of these unwholesome dharmas, so that we can keep in mind not to cultivate them unconsciously, and can recognize them when they are about to give rise, when we are about to give rise to these unwholesome mental dharmas. A long time, we don't even know that something is an unwholesome mental dharma. We just keep doing it. It's like we didn't think it was bad. We didn't think it was unwholesome. It was actually quite eye-opening. I encourage you to go and look at this. Like when you study, this is a way to break down all mental dharma. There are 51 different unwholesome mental dharma. 51. And some of them is like, really? That's unwholesome mental dharma? Like, dullness of mind is an unwholesome mental dharma. Just not paying attention. That's unwholesome mental dharma. We thought, hey, I was just being, I don't know, dull-minded. That's an unwholesome mental dharma. So as we understand and study that, we know more and more what we're dealing with. 那另外一个第二个方法哈，怎么去不要还没有升起的不善法，不要让它升起呢？就是我们学习，我们学习去多了解这些不善的心法的内容究竟是什么。那我们了解的时候呢，就是我们就会记得，哦，这个是不，这些也是不善的心法。那我们没有去学习的时候呢，可能我们都不知道呢，都不知道这些就是也是不善的心法。我们只是通常会知道，哎呀，不要发脾气啦，就是不善的心法，以为不发脾气就是好人了，哦，搞错了。还有其实很多维系的不善的心法的。那我就是鼓励大家可以也是可以去学习那个，好像《白法明门论》里面把心法很维系的去分析，里面就会讲到51种的不善的心法，51哦啊，有一些呢啊，这不只是不发脾气哦，只是其中一项而已啊。那其他50项是什么啊？去我们可以去学习。那我自己学习的时候就看到，啊，哇，那个就是那个心就是不明，就是呆呆的，没有很可以不是很清楚、很明净，那个是其中一个不善心法。啊，我们以为无所谓嘛，在这里就是心就让它散散的哈。啊，都不明净的就好了，无所谓，我又不是去骂人哈， 可是这个也是不善的心法，所以可以去多学习。 So we talk about cutting off unwholesome deeds, unwholesome mental dharma. How do we do that? Can we do that by changing the thought or deeds that has arisen already? I wish I didn't think that. I wish I didn't feel that. I wish I didn't say that, and I wish I didn't do that. Can we do that? Can we change what we did? What that would be wallowing in the past, in regret, right? Like, we can't change the past. There's a phrase that I learned from my recent intensive retreat from Simon Child. I thought I'd share with you. I just thought it was so good. Someone articulated this. Give up all hope for a better past. We think it's funny because that's what we do all the time. We try to hope that we can change our past. Give up all hope for a better past. 那我们想怎么去切掉怎么去停止那个不善呢？不善法了，不善的心法呢？我们这样，是我们可不可以改变我们已经升起的那些信念呢？可不可以？已经升起了，可不可以？我们心里面常常想，哎呀，我希望我没有那样想就好了，或者我没有那样讲那个句话就好了，我没有做那个就好了。可是不能改变哈，过去了，已经做了、讲了、想了，都发生了，都不能改变了。那可是我们常常都会哈，我们只想，哎呀，我希望我没有讲就好了，就是悔恨，悔恨哈。那我最近去参加一个静静禅期，那个老师 Simon Child 有一句英文的话，我觉得蛮有用，我不知道中文翻译出来有没有用哈。那个就是 Give up all hope for a better past， 我们要完全放弃。完全放弃一个让我们要我们的过去有一个更好的过去的希望，完全放弃有一个更好的过去的希望。我们听起来觉得蛮好笑，因为我们常常在希望我们的过去会比较好一点哈，过去了怎么可以好一点，都过去了。可是我们人就是常常有些做这个傻事哈，希望我的过去好一点。How do we cut off unwholesome mental dharma or prevent them from arising? Very simple. By giving rise to wholesome mental dharma, which is the other two proper exertions. To give rise to wholesome deeds that have yet to arise, and to continue to give rise to wholesome deeds that have already arisen. Because each moment that a wholesome thought arises, it is a moment that unwholesome thought does not arise. Okay. 那我们怎么去断掉不善的心法呢？或是预防防止它们升起呢？很简单，升起善法，升起善的心法，那个就是第三跟第四个那个正情啊，我们讲四正情，就是以还没有升起的善法，我们让它升起；已经升起的善法，我们让它多升起。为什么？每一个刹那，那个刹那，我们是升起善的心法的话，那个刹那就是没有升起不善的心法，就是这么简单。所以我们每个刹那每个刹那都升起善的心法，那个心就没有机会升起不善的心法，就是这样子。所以 it's pretty simple. The more moment we spend giving rise to wholesome thoughts, the less the mind has opportunity to give rise to unwholesome thoughts. The math is pretty straightforward, right? So now, this is we really thinking about transforming habitual tendencies, because and in dealing with unwholesome mental habits that causes and others a lot of suffering, it's quite important that we do not unknowingly turn these unwholesome mental habits into our enemies and wage war against them. Like, oh, I have a lot of hatred, like I hate my hatred, so that's pretty self-defeating. You generate more hatred, right? In fact, that is still trying to make a better past anyway, right? 那我们就是在这个修行的时候，其实我们就是在改变我们的习性。我们以前的习性就是常常一直在生气不善的心法，我们改变，不生气，不要整天在生气不善的心法，生气善的心法。那很多时候我们在希望不要再生气不善的心法的时候，我们要小心哦，要小心，就不要把那些我们不善的习性呢，不要把它当成敌人跟他打仗。我们常常会哈，我有很多嗔恨心，我很恨我的嗔恨心，那又多一点嗔恨心了哈。所以我们不清楚啊，就会常常会有犯这个错误啊。Instead of doing that, instead of waging a war against our unwholesome mental habits, we pay attention to the thought that arise in the mind. And when unwholesome thought arise, we recognize them. Oh, friend, hello, you know, like coming by. And this is some mental habit, someone we used to think, really believe in as our best friend. But we are in the process of unfriending them. Like, it's a little bit more complicated than Facebook unfriending them, but like slowly unfriending them, and notice that there's no hard feeling. We're just letting them go. We're not pushing them away. We're not friends anymore. So you don't need to come by and visit so often anymore, right? And rather, if we dislike and these unwholesome thoughts and treat them as obstructions, we're just generating more unwholesome thoughts. So by not generating more unwholesome thoughts, hatred, resentment, you name it, by not generating more unwholesome thoughts, we stop nourishing them. Every time we hate our unwholesome thoughts, we just make them stronger. Like putting more fertilizer, watering a plant. We just don't give rise to more of them. It will be like not putting fertilizer, not watering, and not opening the blinds for our plant. It will wilt by itself. We don't need to whack. We don't need to whack it down with hatred. No need to do that, right? So, 当我们看我们的信念的时候呢，当那个不善的心、嗔心啊、贪心啊什么升起的时候，我们不用升起嗔恨心，我说哎，老朋友，以前就是老朋友，因为常常来看我们哈，这些不善的心法，这个老朋友是我们以前很相信他，所以我们以前还以为当他是最好的朋友嘞哈。可是呢，现在我们发现他们不是我们的好朋友，我们其实想不要这么想，希望跟他们疏远一点了哈，就不要常常来看我了哈，我们不要跟他吵架哈，只是跟你刚才哎好你来，可是不要跟他讨论哈，不用跟他交往，他自己就慢慢会走。我们有一些朋友都是这样子嘛，我们少跟他讲话，他们就跑掉了哈。这些也是一样，不善的心法其实就是跟我们种花一样哈，那个我们一直恨我们的嗔恨心，就好像浇水浇那个肥料啊，让它长得更好哈。我们不再加一些嗔恨心，不跟它打仗，我们就好像不浇水不施肥， 不开窗户，不让给他阳光，那个自自然然就会枯掉的。我们不用拿大刀子来砍它哈，不用的，不需要的，你就砍，用撑心来砍，不需要，自然慢慢的会跑掉。那我们说升起那个善的心，那什么善的心可以升起哈？一个例子，What's the best Chinese word for it? Loving kindness. No, I don't like to. Okay, good. Thank you. I need some help for Chinese. What's the an example of a wholesome mental dharma that we can give rise to? The one that we can think of, I think we only have time for one, is loving kindness or non-hatred. Non-hatred. I like the word non-hatred, and which can mean loving kindness. In response to what usually leads to irrational, uncontrolled behavior, get mad, lose our temper, instead of blindly reacting to the situation, we're able to maintain a clarity of mind characterized by love, kindness, most importantly, patient acceptance. Patient acceptance. And this is the wholesome dharma of non-hatred. 我们可以讨论讲一个这个例子哈，这个善法怎么申请个善法这个例子啊，可能我们应该关爱啊，那个其实不嗔无嗔，那个讲是无嗔，无嗔这个可以把它解释为关爱哈，就是当我们面对一些状况的时候呢，我们不要我们不是非常的不理性的完全失去控制失控的来去盲目的去反应，而是我们可以保持一个宁静的心。这个宁静的心是怎么样呢？是充满那个关爱心的，是慈祥的，还有是最重要是很有耐心的，愿意接受的这个心，不容易哦。可是就是这个无嗔这个心。So share an example. The other day, I had a student in my class. I'm a college professor. Got back a paper. He didn't do well, so he threw a tantrum in class.Like literally, he threw his paper on the floor and started yelling some pretty angry words. And all the other students are pretty scared. The usual response one will have is, "What's up? What's this behavior? This is really disrespectful." Right? And so one may notice a fleeting thought. I noticed a fleeting thought of this student being disrespectful, and maybe another urge of expressing some displeasure at this behavior. Right? With the cultivation of patience, yes, this little.Unwholesome thought arise, stop the second one from arising. Because we can go on and on, what's wrong with this student? This student is lazy and this student did not do the work and he deserves his grade and on and on and on and on and on. And he's still losing his temper. We can go on and on. We can keep giving rise to more unwholesome thoughts. Criticism. Stop it. You see the first one? Stop it. Cut it off and prevent more from arising.How do you do that?
by giving rise to the wholesome thought.
We notice
this student's really mad. He's showing his face, which means he cannot be a happy camper.
Really suffering a lot.
Very angry, maybe he's very worried about his grade. So, very, 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 very painful emotions this person is experiencing. It gives rise to non-hatred, in particular, this patient acceptance of his behavior. Rather than dwelling on how unacceptable this behavior is, it's like patient acceptance. Must be very unhappy, suffering a great deal. And maybe further giving rise thoughts of concern. To ask him if he's okay, you're right. I said you're very mad, are you right? And this is some form of loving kindness. Further, Shiva will remind us that give rise to gratitude. Gratitude for this student's behavior to give us the opportunity to practice giving rise to non-hatred, and which otherwise would not have been there for us to cultivate. 那跟大家分享一个小小的例子哈，我是教书的哈，那个前两天有个小学生，我给他们发回那个卷子，那个有个学生呢，就是那个卷子就是分数不好哈，很生气，那很生气就是把那个卷子丢在地上哈，又很大声的讲一些很生气的话哈，那当然。面对这样子的情况呢，就是心里面就察觉到一第一个念头，哎，这个学生很不尊敬哈、哦。那有点还有察觉到，哎，开始就会想到我是不是有点不开心了。通常不修行的话，就是一直就会生更多的不好的念头了，恶念了。对，这个学生就是懒惰。不做功课，那个还在发脾气，真是没有理由，没有道理。这个都是坏事，一直生，一直生，一直生，越来越生气哈。看到第一个小小的恶念，就把它断掉，把它断掉。怎么一旦断掉？好好的观察这个学生，看到他很生气，很痛苦。这个学生已经是很担心他这样的分数怎么办，会不会那个这个学期就是泡汤了哈、啊？会不会担心，就会可以升起这个无嗔这个善的心法，首先可以忍耐他接受他这样子 的行为，是不是不应该行为，是不应该，可是忍耐接受他，不是去骂他，然后接着多再多一个善的念头，或是去关心他、关爱他。哎，你是不是怎么样啊？啊，去关心他，或心里面升起这个关爱的念头。那或许在家再升起善的念头，是师父常常提醒我们的，感恩他。感恩他发这个脾气，让我们有这个机会，练习升起这个无嗔这个善念。一直都很忙，在升起善念的时候，就那个心没有机会，就再升起多一些恶念了。啊，所以升起多忙一点去升起善念，不要忙着去升起恶念哈。So we can see the all four proper exertions are in operation. We stop negative thoughts, prevent more negative thoughts from arising, we give rise to wholesome thoughts, and give rise to wholesome thoughts that have not yet to arise. That's sort of new to us to give rise to. 那我们可以看四正行全部都可以在同个时间在发生哈，第一个恶念升起，停止它，
然后不要让还没升起的念恶念再升起，然后升起善念，升起升起，接受他，忍耐他，再升起还没升起的善念，关爱他。As we pay attention to our thought moment after moment, we'll begin to see clearly the amount of time that we give rise to unwholesome mental dharma. And with that, we begin to develop some true humility. We become, it's very humbling if we actually pay attention to our mind.How maybe 99% of the time we're given rise to unwholesome dharma of one sort or the other. We become like, wow, man, my mind is really out of control. And I thought I was, you know, I was really good. 那当我们真正的每一个刹那都放在我们的起心动念的时候呢，我们就会慢慢发觉哇、wow, 我很多时候都是升起恶念的，不是说坏人的恶念，就是不善的念、哦、我们就会这或者大部分的时间都是在升起恶念，我们就会真正的是有这个humility Chinese is what is that Chinese? Yes, 比较那个谦虚的心，别真，这个是真的谦虚啊，不假的。哎呀，我不是很好，不是假谦虚，真的很谦虚的心。因为当然真正的可以见到自己，真是常常有这样子的恶念哈、哦。So because one may say, I pay attention to my mind. I don't really see many unwholesome thought arising. Yeah, not really. I don't really, you know, give rise to hatred or things like that.So I think doing pretty good. 可是有人可能想，没有啊，我常常都有关在我的起心动念了、哦、哈。可是那个我没有常常见到什么嗔心啊，没有看到啦哈、哦。可是我想我是蛮好的哈、哦，还是没有问题啦。Oh really? How often can one truly be fully attentive moment to moment? Moment to moment to moment to moment.是真的吗？我们真的是可以常常每一个刹那、每一个刹那、每一个刹那都可以清清楚楚的知道我们的起心动念吗？是吗 ？What happened to the moments when the mind is not clear? Not clear. In fact, the moment when the mind is not clear, that is the unwholesome mental dharma of dullness.那当我们的心那刹那不是很明净的时候，怎么样？其实那个就是这个中文词我有中文的哈，昏沉的那个不善法在升起哈。How about the many moments when one is not aware of one's mental state?That's the unwholesome mental dharma of inattentiveness. 那我们有很多很多刹那，就是我们没有真正的是很去很清楚的去关照我们的起心动念的，都不知道这个心在哪，在怎么样的。那个算不算是不善法？算，那个是叫那个放逸。我们都不知道，这就是不善的心法哈。我们以为就是无所谓 ，we thought no problem, we just not paying attention, But that's an unwholesome mental dharma. So when we really, really think about it, most of the time we're giving rise to unwholesome mental dharma.、Right? So true diligence means really to.Not give rise even to these unwholesome mental dharma of dullness, inattentiveness, and be attentive, aware, clearly aware, moment to moment. 那当我们清楚地知道什么叫不善的心法的时候，我们就会 真正的精进哈，就只是说，连不连这些犯意这些昏沉都是不善的心法的时候，我们就会知道要更精进了，更精进。那个连这个都是不善法，我们要每一刹那都是要希望可以让的心是真正的明净，真正的是可以清清楚楚的知道自己的起心动念。所以呢，我希望大家可以好好的那个修行精进，在禅修里面可以得到那个益处。So I hope you all be able to cultivate diligence moment to moment by observing your mind's arising and perishing thoughts and cultivate diligence well in the chan practice. Thank you.